Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's been difficult to put a show together today. My heart and my mind are distracted, for this is to be a holiday. Yet the ugliness of politics looms, and the busyness of weekend gatherings fill my mind. But where is my heart? It is said that it is your true passion for your true God, the little G or the big G. So where is your heart today? Today is Good Friday. Normally it's Free for All Friday, and I will not take that away from you. We'll still open up the phone lines. But today I ask for some moments of your heart to turn to God, with a big G, God. Our Lord sacrificed his life that we might live. We speak of liberty. We speak of freedom and personal sovereignty and independence. None of this comes without the God of all, the God, the creator of all. There is no freedom in our sin, but when we die to that, there is true liberty. In Galatians 5, we read, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty without..." Let me start over. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Life. We talk about the sanctity of life and how I fear so many in today's world are calloused to death. Such as when we refer to abortion. I do believe it is our duty to do what we can for these babies. Surely the least we can do is bring attention to those who are already lost, the atrocity of their taking. Surely we can hear them crying from the womb. Trump has recently signed a bill to overturn Obama's ruling forcing states to fund Planned Parenthood. So I wanted to share that a little bit with you here this morning. It says President Donald Trump signed into law today, this is yesterday, a bill to overturn a rule pro-abortion President Barack Obama put in place preventing states from defunding the Planned Parenthood abortion business. The rule from the Department of Health and Human Services prevented states from blocking Title X funding to abortion companies like Planned Parenthood. After the House first passed the measure, the Senate voted 50-50 for the bill, with a couple of liberal pro-abortion Republicans joining Democrats in supporting the abortion giant and Republicans voting pro-life. The tie vote made it so pro-life, Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking vote to approve the measure. It says Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Danfilzer will be at the bill signing and talked with LifeNews.com about it. LifeNews.com is a really good place to go if you want to stay on top of what's happening with Planned Parenthood and other things in the government referring to life. LifeNews.com. It says this week the pro-life movement had two huge victories. First, the swearing-in of the Justice Gorsuch, and now President Trump will undo former President Obama's parting gift to the abortion industry. The resolution signed today simply ensures the states are not forced to fund an abortion business with taxpayer dollars. Rather, states have the option to spend the Title X money on comprehensive health care clinics that better serve women and girls. You know, those that actually have prenatal care. Those who actually do ultrasounds. Those who actually do mammograms. Planned Parenthood is an atrocity to our nation. A true atrocity. So that is a victory, two victories actually that we've had. You know, at every turn, it seems, the left and the big government believers strive to remove Christian faith from the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Number 7 in the Useful Idiots is fitting that it's number 7. I always heard that the number 7 is God's favorite number. But that number 7 says, religion, remove the belief in the God from the government and the schools. We have seen this over and over and over again. They hate our faith. They hate our God. We read of the slaughter of Christians long ago, and we gasp. And yet it seems today we ignore that it's happening yet now. It's still happening. In John 17 through 18, I think, maybe it's 19 here. This is my commandment to you. Love one another. If the world hates you, understand that it hated me first. If you were of the world, it would love you as its own. Instead, the world hates you because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. If the world hates you, keep in mind, they hated me first. When we hear of the safe spaces and the hurt feelings and the worrying about offending another with our faith, we are leaning to that and tending to be of the world and not really standing for God's righteousness. Now, this doesn't mean, and I'm not trying to say, that we are to be boastful or arrogant or even mean or cruel, because the only thing that separates us is that we have accepted a Savior and been forgiven. Love is the key. That's what I love so much about Vitae Foundation, because they reach out to the women who are pregnant, not judgmentally, but in love, to help them through this hard time. And remember, God loves you where you are, but He loves you too much to leave you there. He will not force you to move, but brings you to Him in love. And then promises kept. I have an article here. We're used to the lies in D.C., the perversion of our Constitution and our liberty. But Ted Cruz came out, and he says, we've got to do what we said we would do. Some of them are figuring it out, and he's one of them that's figuring it out. But he goes on to say that the results of the Kansas special House election this week, he says, I think the election was certainly a warning sign. He says, discussing Tuesday's 20-point shift in the special election to fill CIA Director Mike Pompeo's seat from President Donald Trump's victory in November, which he won the district by 27 points to Republican Ron Estes, only beating Democrat Jim Thomas by 7 points. Cruz said, the radical left is filled with a fury right now. I mean, they are blind with rage. As a result, they're energized. I want you to remember what he said there. They are energized. They will crawl over broken glass. And we knew they would show up, and they did show up. If we want to win elections, whether they're special elections or congressional seats or the elections coming up in November of 2018, the way to do it is to deliver on our promises. That is what I'm urging every day. President Trump and leaders in both houses, we have got to do what we said we would do. We're going to talk about promises. When we come back, it is Free for All Friday. It is Good Friday. I really want to hear from your heart. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Good Friday, and it is Free for All Friday. I kind of want to hear from your heart. I know many of you are already busy or already traveling, but it's 877-895-5410. As we were going into the break, we were talking about promises. Well, there's only one who keeps their promise. There's only one who keeps their promise. But we have seen so much, and Ted Cruz, he goes on in this article to say, "My message to my colleagues is simple. Let's do what we said we would do. Let's behave in April the way we said we would behave in November." That disconnect is why people are so furious with Washington, so frustrated with Washington, because we keep electing people who say one thing on the campaign trail and then behave differently in Washington. Well, I hope that Ted Cruz is learning something from Donald Trump. And I know some of you are Ted Cruz fans, and I have been there before. I was a little disappointed in how he acted during the election. But I want to believe that he is truly what he seems to be at times. He's a very loud voice. He doesn't always get anything done, but he's a very loud voice. But right now we have a president that will back that. He will back liberty. He will back sovereignty. So promises. Be careful what you ask for, they say. Promises and threats. We have things looming over us this weekend, and I was just visiting with my producer over the commercial break, and I asked him to come on, and let's talk about this just a little bit. This is Good Friday. This is a Christian holiday weekend. It is the Christian holiday weekend. And it is something that we know that ISIS wants to target Christians. They said we are their favorite prey. Are you ready if they walk into your church, your place of worship on, say goodnight to on Good Friday night? Are you ready for that? What about North Korea shouting threats out at the United States? We set off a bomb yesterday. A really big bomb, the mother of all bombs, they claimed. So the producer's going to come on with me, and we're going to talk. This is Brian. He is my producer.
Good morning.
We do a lot of talking on the commercial breaks. We solve a lot of problems in the world. What do you see coming down this weekend?
Well, you know, it's kind of a concerning weekend. I'm not trying to be pessimistic or doom and gloom. I'm a Christian, and I'm excited for what this weekend brings, you know, as far as the Easter holiday. But there's just a lot going on. You know, we have... the threats that have been made by North Korea are pretty significant. That, you know, and I was actually trying to look up the exact quote he had here, but you know, he had promised a significant test this weekend, and you know, I think a lot of indication would be that, you know, maybe he's talking about something nuclear or, you know, something that would involve that, and we as the United States, and rightly so, have said, if we have any indication that you're going to do that, we do a preemptive strike, which would be pretty important to do. And, of course, he has retaliated by saying, if you do that, I will. And that's the quote I was actually looking for. I'll find it here in a second. But he said, basically, if you do that, I'll attack you. So it's concerning, you know, with some of the military analysts that are out there, you know, I've heard it said quite a bit recently that if you look at their missile, North Korea's missile tests, and the idea of them striking a specific target, specifically in the United States, well, then most of their tests are just giant failures. But if you were looking at it in the perspective of an EMP attack, which would mean he would need to launch a missile with nuclear capability and have it detonate in the atmosphere, which is what most of his missiles have done, then that explosion could cause that EMP attack, and just as a country, we're not ready for that. So,
you know, we're not ready for that. And I've got a little funny joke about that. It's not really funny, but it's just telling it how we can't do without these computers or without electricity or without so many things right now. We think that's going to affect everything if that would happen, and we're not saying it's going to happen. But we are not in any way, and that is something that our Congress ought to be getting ready for. Our leaders should be thinking ahead, and we should have a backup plan. That backup plan is probably pencil and paper, go back to the way we used to do things, but we don't know how to do that. I left the office early yesterday to try and get some Easter shopping done and get the grocery shopping and just ran around all over Jefferson City yesterday. And I barely had any breakfast, and I hadn't had any lunch. And it was about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I don't know. I was hungry. It might have been 3:30. It seemed like 10. But so I thought, you know, I'm just going to go through McDonald's drive-thru here. I'm going to get me a cheeseburger and a Coke. And I went through, and I see, you know, how they got two lines going through there, you know, to the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. And there was a car in the first one, the one closest to the building, and then I took the one on the other side. Well, I get up there, and it's got a sign on it, Brian. It says, out of order. Oh, good grief. I picked the wrong lane. So I go all the way back around, and I come through the first lane where I saw the other guy drive through, and I come in there, and it says, out of order. I said, oh, well, maybe they're just taking orders then from the window, you know. So I drive up to the window, and they've got a sign, out of order. We don't have power. I guess there had been an accident or something nearby there in Jeff City that knocked out the electricity to McDonald's, so they couldn't serve any hamburgers. So it just tells you how, I know that's kind of far out there, how relying we are on electricity. We can't do anything without electricity. We can't figure change. You can't do anything without the cash registers. You can't do anything without the electric stoves and cookware and all this and that that's going on. Can't pour a drink because it takes electricity to pour the drink, and they can't do business. Now, that's just a real minor thing. Think about what it would do on a larger scale.
Yeah.
Are you still with me there,
Oh, yeah,
Brian?
I'm still here. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, that was kind of a silly comparison, but that's just a minor thing. How many times have you gone into the store and they're in a panic because their machine is down? They can't take a credit card. They can't take a check card. And they don't like to take written checks. And very few people even carry that anymore these days. And, you know, I'm just thinking of the minor things. But when you stop and think of what would happen if we had no power, and that's what an EMP strike would do. We always called it imp. And if anything, you know, imp is usually little, but it's going to be anything but small if that should happen here in the United States or anywhere else in on the globe.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, and I'm sure most people know, but the EMP is an electromagnetic pulse. And essentially, you get the after effect of a nuclear explosion, and it just knocks anything that has a computer component or battery component, it just absolutely wipes it out. So mechanical things would still work, like firearms would still work, which might be a good thing. Flashlights, cell phones, computers, lights, you know, your refrigerator. So it's, you know, and I know one of our sponsors, you know, talking about the emergency supply food. I mean, that's something that people need to think about, and yeah, it's concerning. I mean, there's and again, not trying to be pessimistic or create a panic. But, you know, if you think about it, if the power were to go out, you know, and let's just say, I mean, even if it were just a storm, you know, that a storm might last you a couple of days. I mean, this is something that could potentially, if it was large enough, last, you know, a year or more. So, you know, how long is your food going to stay good in the refrigerator? You know, and we see how the general public reacts to some of these riot incidents just for political reasons. You know, hands up, don't shoot kind of thing. I mean, imagine what would happen if there was just a breakdown in society. So it's concerning. You know,
well,
I'm going to be prayerful about it. But
I have often said that is when you will find out the true character of people. You know, it's easy to be good if you're not hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly.
Or if your children aren't hungry, you know, that's easy to be good. But you'll find the true character of people when that happens. And it is our obligation as Christians to be prepared. And intend for this to go into a commercial, but, you know, it really is up to us to be prepared. And we do have an obligation to our own, to our families, and in our communities, in our neighborhoods.
It's no secret either. I mean, our military has prepared for it in the sense that, I mean, they have, you know, several large underground military bases. They have these shields that, you know, they've created that, and you can buy these on personal market, too. But they have these shields that have been created out of this, you know, specific metal that will shield, you know, certain things so the blast wouldn't affect it. So whether it's vehicles or like their telecommunications and stuff. But as far as the general public, there's not a whole lot of preparation.
Well, that's a good point, too. Now, Brian, I know you've read up on this a little bit more than I have, but most of our vehicles are computerized. And so it would knock the newer vehicles out. If you happen to have a real old 57 Chevy, you might be able to run that.
Yep, you better have an old VW Bug.
I don't have an old VW Bug. I've got an old vehicle, but it's not that
it.
Old. You know, I don't even have one of those anymore. I guess I ought to get that. Derry used to tease me when we started having the show here in California, Missouri, that I could just ride my bicycle. I said, well, that's hard to do with your high heels on. Anyway, it was kind of a joke. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. It's Good Friday. We'd like to hear from you. 877-895-5410. I have some scripture and some poems to share, but I'm opening up the phone lines for you because it is your day. 877-895-5410. And we will be, and thank you, Brian, for helping out that segment. And we will be right back.
Yeah, it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't own.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Brian and I were talking as we were in a commercial. Again, we always are. Usually it's silly stuff, but we're talking about today's show and the possibility of he actually found the quotes, the conversation that was going on between the U.S. and North Korea, and it's rather scary because the guy is nuts. There's no doubt about it. He's totally insane. He has no sense of what he's doing and what it would entail for his people. Not that he cares about his people or anyone else. He's a power hungry, arrogant, crazy man, and we're going to have to deal with him. Eventually, somebody's going to have to deal with him. And I don't know if China's going to have to step up and do something about him. I think with the conversation, you know, Brian, I'm going to bring you back on if you can. He's minus the phones, too.
Yep.
But do you still have that up where you can
talk about that
conversation?
Yeah.
And it is scary because it's going back and forth. It's if you do this, we'll do that. If you do that, I'm going to do this. So I'm going to let him share that with you real quickly.
Yeah. And this is actually, can you hear me okay?
I can.
This is coming off of NBCNews.com. But what this, so where this all stemmed from is that the caption here is U.S. may launch a strike if North Korea reaches for nuclear trigger. And basically what happened is that North Korea came out and warned that, quote, a big event is near. And then so the U.S. officials and intelligence community have pointed to that they believe that's a nuclear test that could come as early as this weekend. So, of course, the United States let North Korea know, if we see any indication that you are going to do a nuclear test, we will do a preemptive strike. And in doing that, you know, it says that intelligence officials told NBC News that the U.S. positioned two destroyers with Tomahawk cruise missiles in the region, so basically just 300 miles off North Korea, which would, you know, where the nuclear test site would be. And in doing that, then North Korea responded back that, this came out on Wednesday, but North Korea said it would, quote, hit the U.S. first with a nuclear weapon should there be any signs of a U.S. strike. So, you know, the danger behind that is just, he's obviously a crazy guy. We obviously cannot let him test a nuclear weapon. And at the same time, he has such an ego, and he's just so clinically insane that by making a threat like that, he's either going to have to prove it, you know, if we do strike first, or he's going to be known as a coward and not to be taken seriously, and I'm not sure his ego would allow for that. So that's kind of where the tension is building from. You know, again, not to be doom and gloom, but it's just kind of the reality of where we're at.
And, you know, in the talk shows last evening where they were talking about taking out they were talking about him as well as Assad. The problem with taking out leaders of other nations is it never goes well. We've not done well with that in the past, and we can see lots of times the one coming up. You think it can't get any worse? You know, I learned a long time ago never to say that. What else could possibly happen? Because something else can always possibly happen. And so the only way to keep that from happening is to take him out, the North Korea leader. And then who are you going to have? Who's next in line? I mean, he's taken out his family.
Right.
And would anybody that's left be any better than him?
And it's the old adage of, you know, you cut off one head only to have, you know, three more pop up.
Yep.
And you made a good point the other day. I think we were talking off air how, I mean, that's how Saddam Hussein came into power.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. And we know how horrible he was. There was all kinds of horror stories of what he did to Christians. And it's just, we go back to this is Good Friday. It is a Christian holiday. It is a time when we reflect about what the Lord actually did for us. And yet we see what a turmoil, and of course I don't have that scripture up in front of us, wars and rumors of wars. We have that going on all over the globe these days. We are in such a turmoil. And when you have governments leading instead of having God lead, that's kind of where you end up, in chaos.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, you really, I mean, that's kind of, that really has to be the, and that's why so many things are so off-kilt, is that, I mean, God has to come first, and everything falls in line a lot easier, you know, depending on ourselves or on other countries. I mean, just looking at China, you would think China would be heavily invested to say, well, we should probably intervene. But, you know, it's not a guarantee that they will. In fact, President Trump was just quoted the other day saying that if China were unable to defuse the situation, the U.S. would have to go in it alone, you know, which he's correct. But you would hope that China would kick in gear. But, you know, there's only one person that I think that we can really turn to count on. So we're a prayerful nation. We're a Christian nation, no matter what the media says. And, you know, if all the listeners out there, I think, that, you know, extra prayers this weekend that, you know, good things happen. That's a plus.
You know, we talk about the need for God, and we know that ISIS doesn't believe in our God. They have a false God, and their God demands that they kill for him. Our God died for us. There's a big difference there. But in talking about ISIS, and we believe them to be a threat, I have an article here, and I've seen a couple of the talk show hosts at night talking about this, and it's the fear grips communities, and it's over this MS-13 gang. Have you heard much about that, Brian?
Are you talking? I've dealt with them firsthand. So
yes, okay. I kind of thought you had. They are some pretty bad dudes. And
for those that don't know, by the way, I was a Phoenix police officer for a while.
I didn't know if you wanted me to tell.
No,
that
that's fine. No, I was a Phoenix police officer and worked in a heavily, you know, a lot of gang activity. So yes, I'm very familiar.
And they don't just murder; they torture.
Yes.
And it is brutal. And it is horrible. And they are not just in Arizona anymore. They are spreading across this land. And they've talked about this a lot in the evenings here this week. And I know maybe it's not really, I'm paralleling it because it's people that have a need for something in their life. And what it is, they have that empty spot. And so they fill it with whatever they can. And the heroin addiction that is across this nation, just getting crazy across this nation. And Carlson Tucker has been, or Tucker Carlson, he's been having a series on that this week. And it's been very, very interesting. And the gentleman that was on last night, he was a doctor from another nation. And he was saying that it's not, the drug itself isn't addictive. Well, Tucker obviously didn't agree with him 100%, but he was talking about what brings them to the drug. And so let's talk about what brings them to the drug, and that is this emptiness in their life. Usually it's a pain, he said, whether it's an emotional pain or a physical pain or some other kind of pain that they cannot deal with. So they turn to this, and it takes them away from that pain, and that's what they're addicted to because they cannot handle the pain in their lives.
Right.
Now, he wasn't necessarily, you know, preaching you need God in your life, but it's the emptiness that people have. That's where this sin comes in, whether it's this MS-13 gang. And they are really concerned about this, and I know that you've dealt firsthand with it. But it is growing across this nation because we have turned our backs on God. Not everyone. We still have a few here that are on their knees. But we see the people needing safe places. They're worried about their feelings. They're worried about, it's all self absorbed because they don't have God.
It really is the irony that Good Friday today, you know, we call it Good Friday, not that it was good that Christ suffered and died, which is just a reality. I mean, I think that, you know, there's no historian in the world that would argue, you know, that that's in fact what happened. It's not that it was good that he had to go through that. It was good of why he was doing it. And just the idea that the selflessness that has to come from an act like that, just out of just pure love. It's an amazing gift. And, you know, it's up to each individual person. You can either accept it or refuse it, and that's up to you. But the idea that, and when I say my God, I mean our God, you know, Jesus Christ, God the Father, Holy Spirit, you know, the Trinity, they are solely based out of love. And I've heard the argument of, oh, gosh, if they love you, why are they sending people to hell? Well, they're not. You have to choose to turn away. You're choosing to not have that relationship. Whereas opposed to Islam, I mean, the only choice you have in Islam is to, you know, kill others.
You know, we're going into a break, and it's been great to have you on the air with me. It's been great.
Thank you, ma'am. I've enjoyed it.
I forget what I was going to say. Oh, the God that loves you, that he died for you. No greater love has any man that he lays down his life for you. And the God of ISIS doesn't do that. He's not a loving God. He's not a caring God. And our God, when you said your God, when you said my God, well, it is personal because he's each and every one of us, sovereign God. And he has saved the nation. He redeemed us. He bought us with his blood. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Return. As always, this is the final segment, and the phones are lighting up now. So we're going to go straight to the phone lines. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann.
What can I do for you, sir? What's on your mind?
Well, ma'am, my son did two tours in Afghanistan, and one of the things he showed me pictures of is him guarding the poppy fields.
Wow.
Well, the poppy production went up 500% when the United States got there. It's big pharma.
Amazing. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's money. That's all they care
well,
about.
Well, yeah, you always have to follow the dollars. Always follow the money. Absolutely.
That and then Afghanistan also has the largest lithium deposit in the world, which is used for batteries for telephones.
That I did not know. I'm getting an education right now. I appreciate it.
Exactly.
Interesting. Well, you know, in the series that Tucker Carlson has had on, they talk about a lot about our soldiers and the need for the painkillers when they get back here. And of course, we have doctors that abuse that as well. And it's just something that it's a problem. It's a problem in this nation. But it's a problem in and of itself, but also it's the real problem is the missing link, which is we're not turning to a god, we're turning to a government, we're turning to pharmaceuticals. And I'm not against medicine. I'm not totally against medicine. I don't mean that. But we're a lost nation right now.
I took my son to church when he was little, and he had the chance to go into the military. He wanted to go into the military. The Air Force wanted him as a navigator in a B-1 bomber.
Yeah.
And he said no. And I asked him why. I said, why aren't he wanted to go into the Navy and he became a corpsman.
Okay.
And I asked him, why a corpsman? He said, Dad, I don't want to kill people. I want to save people. Well, which brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, you know, me taking him to church did something.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I had a boy that did, he did 3 years in the Army, maybe almost four. And he's been called into the ministry. He is a minister now, and there's no doubt in my mind that he was led there. So, yes, we're not all without God, but I'll tell you what, our nation as a whole, that they're following government instead of God. I appreciate your call. Thank you,
Ray. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your sharing.
All right. Bye, Beth.
We have David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
Well, I'm good, Beth Ann. Thank you, and God bless you and Brian. I wish that you had 500 or 1,000 local radio stations going into. I'm watching the clock. Just God bless you guys. You know, this country was formed with God's help. And all our freedoms, all our rights come from God, not from the government.
Yeah.
And you remember the song God, that included that phrase, and God shed his grace on thee?
Yes.
You know, I don't think we have God's grace yet. We've got to try to live in the image of what Christ wanted us to do, and we need to pray. We need to get on our knees and pray for guidance and forgiveness for all the wrongs in America. And, you know, I was in the Army from 1963 to early 1968. I did two tours in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were sending heroin back from the Orient inside the bodies of dead American GIs.
Oh, wow.
And it would be removed in California before the bodies would be sent to their families. We have a terrible situation in Arizona with the flawed border. Our schools are at the bottom. And our jails are full. We've got tuberculosis in some of the high schools in Tucson and in the county jails. It's just crazy. And, Beth Ann, I know I'm running out of time. I have to admit, I cannot remember the name of that family that had that is sitting in jail now. And I can't remember the name of the Arizona rancher that was trying to help them. And was ambushed in a classic military vehicle ambush and murdered by federal officers trying to help that family out.
Right, and we need to do another show on that because that is still an ongoing situation.
Yeah, and
I am going to cut you short, David. I apologize. I've got a couple other callers holding, so I need to get to them before we run out of time completely. You have a wonderful Easter weekend, okay? Thank you, David.
Too.
We're going to go to Mike in Illinois. Mike?
Everything you do. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to her, get her some money in the mail. Let's keep her on the air. Get her some money in the mail. Let's keep this up and going. Brian and Jeremy are really fine guys, in my opinion. Beth doesn't make money doing this. She's doing this out of her own pocket because she's doing what she feels is righteous. So why don't you do what is righteous and help keep her on the air? If this radio station goes off and goes dead, believe me, the only thing that's going to help an American that's by him or herself in a crowd against a crowd is God Almighty. And whether God helps you or not is between you and God, but you can believe that if things get as bad as it looks like they could, when you're standing up as the lone voice in the wilderness is going to eat you. So don't let that happen. Beth, thanks for everything you do. Brian and Jeremy are great. You are too. You have a great weekend and a nice Easter. God bless all of you. Bye.
Thank you very much. There's only one, as we said, who really keeps all his promises, as we talked about promises and threats. There's only one who really gives life, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Redeemer, our Christ. From the time of his birth until he finally gave his life, they were trying to kill and destroy the Son of God. but they could not. I had several scriptures and I had several poems I was going to share with you today, but I'm going to share the lyrics of this song made famous by Sandy Patty. They looked at him and saw a single man, a carpenter with healing in his hands. They saw him calm a sea and heal a dying man. They saw, but could they really understand? Oh, they could not. They could not. Oh, they tried, but they could not. He was just a simple carpenter with healing in his hands. But could they really understand? They could not. They listened to the teachings that they heard. They wondered of the mystery of his word. They wondered what he meant about a father's plan. They heard, but could they really understand? So finally, upon a rugged cross, they killed the man who could not suffer loss. And when at last they took what willingly he gave, he died. But could they keep him in the grave? They could not. Oh, they could not. Praise God, they could not. And when at last they took from him what willingly he gave, could they keep him in the grave? They could not. Praise God, they could not. And when at last they took from him what willingly he gave, they could not. We serve a risen Savior. No one in this world, not ISIS, not North Korea, not the Democrat, Progressive, Socialist, Communist. None of them can stop our God. They cannot. And together, as Christians, on our knees, we will bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.